Hey everyone, welcome back. We're going to be doing a deep dive today. We've been thinking a lot about the future and tech and all that and how it affects us, right here in Deer Park and LaPorte and Pasadena. And so we're going to be diving into some of the ideas from this guy, Alex Epstein. You familiar with him at all?
He's got some interesting thoughts on energy.
Yeah, so he's an energy expert, right? And he calls his view like a pro-human view.
Yeah, interesting way to frame it.
Yeah, of energy and the environment. And it kind of relates to AI too. I don't know if you've thought about this, but like all the AI stuff that's exploding right now,
Oh, absolutely.
it's using a ton of energy.
Oh yeah, massive amount.
Like even just you listening to this podcast right now, like all that stuff, it all takes energy. It's crazy.
It's really changing the whole energy landscape. The demand is so much higher than it used to be.
And it's making these big tech companies rethink their position on energy. Like, remember how everyone was all about 100% renewable a few years ago?
Yeah, that was the big thing.
And now you see, like, Microsoft and Facebook, they're all kind of quietly shifting to rely more on things like natural gas.
Yeah, well, the reality of trying to meet that demand with only renewables is it's tough. It's really tough.
Yeah, and Jordan Peterson, the psychologist,
Yeah, sure.
he was saying, like, this whole idea of getting rid of our industrial infrastructure,
Yeah.
it's not a very wise policy.
Got a point.
Yeah, it's making people rethink things. Anyway, back to Epstein. So he has this like central argument that access to lots of energy, reliable energy, is like the key to everything, like human progress and all that.
Yeah, he calls energy machine food.
Oh yeah, I like that.
It's like just like we need food, machines need energy to work,
Yeah.
especially these crazy powerful AIs.
Oh, that's a good point. I was reading Epstein, he actually uses ChatGPT Pro. Have you messed around with that at
Oh
all?
yeah, it's pretty amazing what it can do.
I know. He uses it for like accounting questions, legal stuff. He says it saves him a ton of time and money.
Oh, for sure. And it makes you think, right? Like, what if we could use AI to help with our energy challenges too?
Right. Like here in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena, imagine AI helping make our energy grid more efficient or finding better ways to power our homes and businesses.
The possibilities are huge. If we have the energy to run it, that is.
Yeah, well, about that whole 100% renewable thing. So it turns out there's this like kind of dirty secret.
Oh, what's that?
You can buy these things called renewable energy credits. It's basically like paying to label your electricity as renewable, even if it's still coming from like coal or gas on the same grid.
Really? So it's kind of like a PR thing?
Yeah, so you could have like Apple saying they're 100% renewable, but they're actually still using power from a grid that's mostly fossil fuels.
So are these policies actually helping the environment, or are they just making energy more expensive and less reliable?
That's the big question, right? And that's
Yeah.
something we all got to think about here, especially here in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena. Because those higher costs and less reliability, that hits families and businesses right here, you know.
Right, it's a local issue, which is why Epstein's got this thing called the Energy Freedom Platform.
Yeah, what is that, like a set of policies?
Yeah, it's basically a bunch of recommendations he thinks would, unleash America's energy potential.
Okay, what kind of stuff is he talking about?
So he's got five main points. He wants to liberate responsible domestic energy development, end preferences for unreliable electricity, set environmental standards based on like a cost-benefit analysis, address climate danger through resilience and innovation instead of punishing America and unleash nuclear energy.
Whoa, okay, a lot to unpack there.
Yeah, we can dig into that.
Let's break it down a bit. Like, what does he mean by liberating responsible energy development?
Basically, he wants to get rid of the roadblocks to things like building pipelines and making it easier to produce energy responsibly here in the US. Make it easier to get stuff done.
Okay, makes sense. And ending preferences for unreliable electricity. What does that look like?
Well, right now we have policies that favor certain energy sources, right? Even if they're not the most reliable. So he wants a system that judges all sources fairly based on how well they can deliver power consistently and affordably.
Gotcha. And the whole cost-benefit analysis for environmental standards, that sounds,
Yeah.
I could see how that could get controversial.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But his argument is that right now, the way we do it often inflates the benefits of regulations while ignoring the costs. And that can lead to, regulations that hurt people more than they help, driving up costs and making it harder to get essential services.
Interesting. Okay. And what about addressing climate danger through resilience and innovation?
So basically, he's saying we should focus on adapting to climate challenges and finding solutions that allow us to thrive instead of just trying to reduce emissions no matter what the cost.
I see. And then there's the whole unleash nuclear energy thing. We're going to have to get into that more that's a whole other can of worms.
Yeah, definitely.
But, you know, I think even if you don't agree with everything Epstein says, it's important to at least think about these issues, you know, especially here in our community.
Absolutely.
Because these energy policies, they affect us directly here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
That's why we're doing this deep dive.
Yeah. So let's keep digging into it.
You know, one thing about Epstein, he's not afraid of a little controversy.
Oh, yeah. He definitely ruffled some feathers.
Like his views on the whole net zero thing, you know, like eliminating all carbon emissions.
Yeah, that's a big one.
He points out that even like small efforts to slow down fossil fuels, they've caused some pretty big problems already.
Oh, yeah. Like in Europe.
Exactly. They've got energy shortages. Prices are skyrocketing. Their grids are getting less reliable.
It's kind of scary. Right. Like we don't want to end up like that.
It makes you wonder if we're heading down the same path.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen it here, too, like the blackouts in California a few years back.
Oh, yeah. That was a mess.
That was all because of policies that prioritized, you know, unreliable energy sources over reliable ones.
Makes you think, you know, here in Texas, especially in a place like Deer Park, we rely so much on energy.
It's the backbone of everything, right? Like our economy, our health care, even just keeping the lights on.
Exactly. And Epstein's point is we need to be honest about the limitations of renewables.
Yeah, like solar and wind, they're great, but they can't do it all.
They can't provide that constant base load power that we need to keep everything running smoothly.
So what's the solution? Does he just want to go back to all fossil fuels?
No, he's not saying that at all. He thinks we should explore all options like solar, wind, nuclear, even advanced fossil fuel technologies.
So it's not about picking one over the other.
Right. He calls it a technology-neutral approach. Let the market decide which energy sources are the best, based on cost and reliability.
Okay, that makes sense. But how do we actually get there? Like, what are the specific things we need to do?
Well, he gets into the weeds of policy, talks about laws that need to be changed, like the National Environmental Policy Act, NEPA.
NEPA, yeah, that rings a bell. It's about environmental impact, right?
Yeah, but Epstein argues that it's become a bureaucratic nightmare.
How so?
He says it's often used to delay or even kill essential projects, including energy infrastructure.
So even if a project is, you know, deemed environmentally sound, it can still get held up.
Exactly. He claims activist groups use NEPA as a weapon, filing lawsuits to tie up projects, driving up costs, creating all this uncertainty.
So basically, it's a roadblock to progress.
That's his argument. He thinks we need to reform NEPA, make it more efficient, prevent it from being abused.
Okay, so that's one thing. What else is on his agenda?
Well, like we talked about, ending preferences for unreliable electricity, setting environmental standards based on real cost-benefit analysis, promoting energy innovation.
That's a big to-do list.
It is. But it feels like these are the conversations we need to be having, especially here in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena.
We're at the heart of the energy industry, right?
Yeah.
What happens here affects everyone.
Exactly. We need to be thinking about energy resilience, attracting investment in new technologies, creating a sustainable future.
And we have a real opportunity to lead the way. You know, we've got the experience, the workforce, the community spirit.
We could show the whole country what a pro-human, pro-energy approach looks like.
But it takes courage, right, to challenge the status quo, to demand better solutions.
It does. But the future of our community depends on it.
Okay, so we talked about NEPA. We talked about those policy goals. Now let's get back to nuclear energy. You mentioned Epstein wants to unleash it. What does that mean? And why is he so gung-ho about nuclear?
Well, he believes it's been unfairly demonized, overregulated. He sees it as a key to a clean, reliable, affordable energy future.
But what about the risks? Meltdowns, radiation leaks, all that scary stuff.
He acknowledges the concerns, but thinks they've been blown way out of proportion.
Really?
He points out that modern nuclear plants are incredibly safe. Multiple layers of safety features.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
He actually argues that nuclear power has saved millions of lives by displacing dirtier energy sources like coal.
So the benefits outweigh the risks, in his view.
Yeah, that's his take. He blames the current regulations, which he sees as based on outdated science and fear-mongering.
For making nuclear unnecessarily expensive and difficult to build, you mean?
Exactly. He wants to see a complete overhaul of those regulations, a more risk-based approach that takes into account the actual safety record of nuclear.
Interesting. I mean, it's definitely a controversial topic, but worth considering, especially here in Texas.
We need to explore all options, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so we talked about nuclear. Now, let's circle back to Epstein's idea of climate mastery.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Remind me, what's that about again?
So it's all about using human ingenuity, technology to overcome climate challenges. He says throughout history, progress has been tied to our ability to harness energy.
Like the more energy we have, the more we can do, the more problems we can solve.
Exactly. It's like when we face a challenge, we find a way to overcome it. Whether it's extreme weather, a shortage of resources, we're pretty resourceful.
We adapt, we innovate, we figure things out.
Right. Think about how we've managed to live in all kinds of crazy environments.
I mean, the Arctic to the desert, yeah.
We control our temperature, we grow food in impossible places, we travel vast distances, communicate instantly across the globe.
Amazing what we could do.
And Epstein's point is, we shouldn't be afraid to use that same ingenuity to tackle climate change.
Instead of just trying to reduce our impact to zero.
Exactly. He thinks we should focus on increasing our ability to adapt to thrive in a changing climate.
So what does that look like in practice?
Investing in technologies that protect us from extreme weather. You know, stronger levees, better hurricane warning systems.
Makes sense.
Finding new ways to produce food and water more efficiently so we're less vulnerable to droughts and floods.
Okay, so being prepared, being resilient.
And continuing to learn more about the climate system so we can make better decisions.
Especially here in Deer Park, LaPorte, yeah. Pasadena, with hurricanes being a real threat.
Exactly. He uses the example of wildfires in California.
Oh, yeah, that's been a big problem.
He says instead of just blaming climate change, we need to look at how we've been managing our forests.
Like how we've been preventing natural fires,
yeah.
Letting undergrowth build up.
Exactly. And that's created the perfect conditions for these massive, out-of-control wildfires.
It's like we've been making the problem worse without realizing it.
So Epstein says we need to be more proactive, use controlled burns, other techniques to manage the forests.
So we're not trying to eliminate wildfires altogether, but we're managing them better.
Right. It's about working with nature, not against it.
Okay. I like that. And he calls this climate mastery.
Yeah. It's about taking control, being less vulnerable, more adaptable.
Makes a lot of sense. One thing that really stuck with me from Epstein's stuff, especially when he was talking with Jordan Peterson, was this focus on honesty, like being honest about how we create policy. He talks about how some energy companies are now pushing for subsidies for carbon capture. You know, that technology to capture carbon emissions.
Yeah.
But it's super expensive, and it's probably not going to be used worldwide anytime soon.
Yeah, it's a long shot for sure.
And it's kind of ironic because these are often the same companies that fought against regulations on carbon emissions.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're happy to take government money for this tech that's still in its early stages.
It does seem kind of hypocritical.
Yeah, and Epstein sees it as something that really hurts the whole pro-energy movement. He thinks we got to be upfront about the costs and benefits of different energy technologies, even when it means disagreeing with the big players.
He's definitely not afraid to call out bad ideas, even when they're coming from people he agrees with on other stuff.
Exactly. It's like he's genuinely searching for the best solutions to our energy challenges, not just pushing an agenda.
And he's good at explaining these complex issues in a way that makes sense, even for people who aren't energy experts.
Right. Like, he uses those analogies and real-world examples that help get his point across. Remember that one about energy being machine food?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Or when he compares the current regulations around nuclear power to requiring every car to have a backup parachute.
Like, when would you ever need that?
Exactly. Those kinds of analogies make it so much easier to understand these complicated topics.
Yeah, it helps to cut through all the jargon and the political spin.
We need to be able to have these conversations without getting lost in the technical details or getting bogged down in partisan arguments.
Absolutely. We need to be able to listen to each other, consider different perspectives, and find some common ground.
And I think that's why Epstein's work is so important. He offers this framework for thinking about these issues in a way that's more rational and, you know, pro-human.
He challenges us to look beyond those oversimplified narratives that we hear so often and to focus on solutions that will actually make people's lives better.
At the end of the day, we all want a future with affordable, reliable energy,
mm-hmm.
right? A future where our communities are safe and resilient and where we can all benefit from technological progress.
And Epstein shows us that we can have all of that, but we got to be willing to challenge the status quo, embrace innovation, and work together to find the best solutions. It's a call to action.
And that call to action feels especially relevant here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena. You know, we're right in the middle of the energy industry, and the decisions made here have a ripple effect across the country and the world.
Yeah, we have a real opportunity to be leaders in this space, advocating for policies that support innovation, sustainability, and human flourishing.
We can be an example for everyone, showing that it's possible to have a strong economy, a healthy environment, and a bright future for everyone. And if you're on board with that vision and want to help us empower our community here in Deer Park, LaBorde, and Pasadena, consider supporting our show. You can find a link to donate in the show notes. It's thinkanddactlocally.com/com.
Let's keep this conversation going, engage with our elected officials, support organizations doing good work in this area, and make sure our voices are heard.
The future's in our hands. Let's make it a future we can all be proud of.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. Until next time, keep thinking and acting locally.